Well, viewers, now we turn our attention to news about Iran in the UK, where Iran has taken a government-owned British company to the High Court over purchase weaponry that was never delivered. Well, according to a report by The Independent, Tehran is pushing for $657 million in compensation. Well, the dispute goes back to 35 years ago when the deposed Shah of Iran paid the International Military Services $1 billion for Chieftain battle tanks and repair vehicles. Well, the arsenal was, however, not fully delivered as a result of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. A spokesman for the British Ministry of Defense has said that they hope a settlement could be reached before legal proceedings began. He also said no money will be paid to Iran while the EU sanctions remain in place. The European Union Council has already suspended part of the sanctions following the interim nuclear deal between Tehran and world powers in November of 2013. Well, we turn right here to Tehran, joined by Dr. Mohammad Marandi from the University of Tehran. Dr. Marandi, thank you so much for being with us. Well, tell us about this. I mean, obviously, this has been taking place since 1979. Why are we seeing right now that the Iranian government actually seems to be taking the an upper hand or trying to go after the British government? First of all, why did it take so long to try to pursue this?
Well, I don't know exactly what the procedures have been so far and when the Iranians actually initiated this process. I would assume that this is not something new, but that it is finally reaching a sensitive stage where the British government wants to settle out of court, from my understanding of their reaction. But I think what's very interesting is how this reminds us of how the British government, along with other EEC countries at the time, Western European countries aligned to the United States and the United States itself, were helping Saddam Hussein. They were denying Iran the tanks that it had purchased, because at that time, of course, China and India and Iran weren't countries that were producing such such weapons at such an advanced level. Now Iran produces advanced tanks, China and India and the Russians, of course, they all produce very high-tech tanks. But back then, the British had they were much more advanced than they are today, comparatively speaking. And the Iranians had paid a lot of money for these tanks, and Saddam Hussein, when he invaded the country, the British, along with other European countries, helped Saddam Hussein. They helped him produce chemical weapons. British companies, German and French companies, Belgian countries in Belgium were also involved. Yet Iran was not only denied support, was denied the weapons that it had previously purchased in order to defend itself. So I think it's a reminder of the fact that Western European countries are deeply implicated in the crimes that Saddam Hussein committed against the Iranian people and against his own people. It's a reminder of that very dark history of Western Europe.
Well, let's look at this case, Dr. Marandi, that perhaps the British government wants to now deal with this out of court. Do you think that this is a result of the nuclear deal? Because we know that there were many countries that did not keep their promises to Iran after the revolution. We know that lots of Iranian money was frozen in various Western countries in the world and, of course, was never returned. Do you think we're at the beginning of seeing a change in those policies from 35 years ago, that Iran will be repatriated for bad deals that have gone wrong, that have not been fulfilled, and also for their money that has been frozen?
No, I don't think it's as simple as that. First of all, the British, as you pointed out correctly, have stated that the money will not go to Iran anyhow, even if there is an agreement or if Iran wins its case in court. But the British government, of course, is in a different, all these governments are in a difficult position, because when Iran takes these cases to court, other countries who purchase weapons from Western European countries or North America, they take note whether Iran wins or not. If Iran loses, it's even worse for the British if Iran loses in court, because other countries see that Iran has paid for something, yet the courts are denying it Iran its rights, and therefore that destroys any incentive they have from buying British weapons. They'll automatically go to more cheaper and better weapons that the Chinese and others are now producing. So it's a lose-lose situation for the British in any case, but it's even worse if Iran is denied its day in court. But I think there are some who actually believe that the British government is trying to behave in a more tolerable way towards the Iranians right now, yet at the same time they're trying to prevent Iran at the United States from improving its relations with Iran. So it's a sort of hypocritical policy that the British government is currently pursuing.
All right, and on that note, and thank you for being with us, Dr. Mohammad Marandi from the University of Tehran.